Let's start by talking about what's new in breast reconstruction.
What is new in breast reconstruction is several things. Number one, breast reconstruction and the ultimate cosmetic appearance of a woman's breast after having surgical treatment for cancer is not something we think about after the fact. It's something we think about even before we have designed the treatment for their cancer. Certainly, we place incisions in places that are more cosmetically appealing. We might take steps to reduce the amount of breast tissue that needs to be removed from a woman's breast. And we've also made great strides over the years in realizing that we don't need to remove as much tissue as we did many years ago to adequately treat a woman with breast cancer.
How do you hide the scars?
Well, we're doing these operations through smaller incisions, through incisions placed in creases that are not as visible, and often removing most, if not all, of the skin of the breast and sometimes even the nipple and areola. And when that skin envelope is left in place, the outward appearance of the breast can look quite natural.
Do most women actually have the breast reconstructed?
Most women are candidates for what we call breast-conserving therapy, meaning they don't need their entire breast removed, only a portion of it. The classic form of reconstruction that we would use for a woman who has her whole breast removed is probably utilized in a good, 50 to 60% of women who need that operation. But what's also new is that we are offering lesser reconstructive procedures even for women who have only a portion of their breast removed. We do procedures to reshape the rest of the breast, to fill in the defect created by removal of a tumor. Sometimes this might go along with a reduction of the breast as a whole to give a better shape to it. Other times this might go along with just rearranging the tissue nearby to create a better outcome.
Does moving the breast tissue around look natural?
It does look natural because we are, in some ways, actually potentially improving upon the shape of the breast as compared to having done no surgery at all. If a woman who has a larger breast and perhaps has been thinking over the years perhaps about having a breast reduction needs cancer surgery, needs tissue removed, that's a perfect time to restructure and reshape the entire breast. And again, they often have a better appearance than they did even before their surgery.
But honestly, you're taking something out, a tumor. So can the breast ever look the same? It has to be smaller.
It can vary. We know that it's not common for a woman without cancer to have breasts of exactly equal shape and size. And we explain them to that your breasts are still not going to be, or perhaps they were and will no longer be, of exact equal shape and size. But this is a common finding, and it does not require any treatment per se. If we're talking about a larger reconstructive procedure, such as a breast reduction on the side of a breast cancer, then yes, the other side would undergo a similar procedure.
When is reconstruction done? Is it done at the time of the cancer surgery, or do you do it later?
Most of the time, this is done when the tumor is taken out, especially if there are potential plans for other therapies, such as radiation treatment to the breast. We like to have all the surgery done before the radiation would happen.
Dr. Reisner, are implants still used?
Implants are commonly used. There was a time when implants were under fire because of fear and concerns that they were causing certain disease conditions in women who had them placed. That has been shown not to be true. Implants are unrestricted for use at this point and can certainly offer a woman reconstructive options that may not be possible if implants aren't used. The exterior of the implants are such that I felt to be much more durable and less likely to rupture.
Let's now talk about anything new on the horizon that's got you all excited.
One thing that is being explored at this time is this. Traditionally, if an implant were utilized for reconstruction after a total mastectomy, that implant would be placed underneath the chest muscle, the pectoralis muscle. this was felt to be necessary to provide coverage for that implant and protect it from the outside world. Unfortunately, that gives rise to a condition whereby any muscular contractions of that muscle in the face of exercise or lifting can change the acute appearance of the implant temporarily. It is now being looked at whether it is safe to place implants on top of the chest muscle, and if that does become part of our armamentarium, should continue to improve the cosmetic appearance of a woman who has reconstructed breasts.
And finally, are there any drawbacks to having your breast reconstructed?
The ability to provide a better cosmetic reconstruction after a total mastectomy might in some ways encourage women to opt for that procedure rather than have the less surgical removal involved in a partial mastectomy, because they know that they have a good chance of having an excellent reconstruction done.
Dr. Eisner, thank you. This has been very, very helpful.